Lesson number 6, couched practice. For this lesson, make sure that you have your manual in front of you and that you have familiarised yourself with the shorthand system that I use for marking the phoneme substitutions for Cockney, which we've just studied. After that, you can look at the marked or scored versions of the passages which follow. All of the major phoneme changes have been appropriately marked. I will first read each passage very, very slowly, strongly stressing each of the substitutions and integrating it into the Cockney resonance. Try to read right along with me. Now, after I've done each section slowly in this way, I will repeat it much more quickly to give you the more realistic sound of these substitutions and patterns in energetic, connected speech. Now, we'll use some lyrics from Gilbert and Sullivan operettas for this exercise. The first from HMS Pinafore. A British tar-riz, that glides over, tar-riz, a soaring soul, as free as a mountain bird. You might find sometimes Cockneys would say mountain bird. Is energetic fist, should be ready to resist a dictatorial word. His nose should pant and his lip should curl, his cheeks should flame and his brow should furl, his bosom should heave and his heart should glow, and his fist be ever ready for a knock-down blow. I'll go over that once more by yourself, that part of the tape, just to check those out again in connected speech. It would be, a British tar is a soaring soul, as free as a mountain bird. His energetic fist should be ready to resist a dictatorial word. His nose should paint and his lip should curl, his cheek should flame and his brow should furl, his bosom should heave and his heart should glow, and his fist be ever ready for a knockdown blow. Well, I want to look at one more little Gilbert and Sullivan piece here. And then we'll go and look at a couple of different levels of Cockney speech on this passage. Now, when a felon's not engaged in his employment or maturing his felonious little plans, his capacity, now of course if you didn't pause, it would be plans his capacity, and also plans does not change to plans because that's not an NS in phonetics, that's an NZ. For innocent enjoyment is just as great as any honest man's. Our feelings we with difficulty smother when constabulary duties to be done are take one consideration with another. A policeman's lot is not a nappy one. And I said an nappy one because frequently when you have an H drop and a vowel and you have A before it, they'll change it to an in order to go along with the general an rule. All right, I'm going to read this two ways. Just connected speech, regular Cockney. When a felon's not engaged in his employment or maturing his felonious little plans, his capacity for innocent enjoyment is just as great as any honest man's. Our feelings we with difficulty smother when constabulary duties to be done. Ah, take one consideration with another. A policeman's lot is not an happy one. Now, the last thing I want to do, and the second way that I want to read this passage, is to tone down the Cockney quite a bit and to do what, for want of a better term, I'll call a Michael Caine version of Cockney, where you've been educated and you sound like you're pronouncing your vowels and consonants quite clearly, but you still have basically a little bit of the Cockney resonance and some of the basic Cockney vowels. So I'm still sounding educated, but there's a big difference between this and what it would sound like here if I were to switch into the standard British. All right? When a felon's not engaged in his employment or mature in his felonious little plans, his capacity for innocent enjoyment is just as great as any honest man's. Our feelings we with difficulty smother when constabulary duties to be done. I'll take one consideration with another. A policeman's lot is not an happy one, or a happy one. The Cockney who's becoming educated might put the H's back in. He might not hit the glottal stops as hard. There might be T's, hard T's, substituted for them. And indeed, the articulation in general would be much, much clearer. This, of course, would depend upon the character and the specific background of the character. But for now, that's enough discussion about the levels of Cockney. I leave you with the benediction to go out and endeavour it with your Cockney.